Spring rain is highlighting lingering problems with Western Illinois University's union. Western completed a $7 million renovation of the university union last fall that addressed several structural issues and improved the food court. But the remodel has a flaw. The patio on the north side of the building is sloped, so when it rains, water pools and is pushed toward the union instead of away from it and into the drains. Director of Facility Management Scott Coker says both the construction company and design firm that worked on the project are to blame.
Unfortunately, it's not a very exactly cut and dried responsibility, and that's I feel what's really held us up in getting it fixed is you can't say absolutely one person take care of it because it's kind of shared. So
both Leander Construction of Canton and FGM Architects out of Chicago have worked with Western previously. Coker says the school has not had a problem with either firm before this. He says it'll cost about $150,000 to replace the patio. Most of the materials cannot be reused. Leander is covering the additional construction cost, and FGM is working on the redesign for free. Coker says everything was lined up about 6 weeks ago to start the repair work, but then Western decided to bring in a third-party engineering firm to take another look at the design plans.
So that's what we're still reviewing, is making sure the changes and when they put it back is going to work properly, because we feel we have one chance at, you know, tearing it out and fixing it, and we want to make sure it's absolutely right.
A start date for the repair work has not been set. Coker says aside from last week, it's been a pretty dry winter and spring, but his crew is on standby to handle cleanup whenever it rains.
Anytime that happens, we just have extra labor. We go up there and we suck up the water and make sure it doesn't damage anything.
He says the slope patio has not caused any significant water damage to the union. Coker says the goal is to have the patio fixed in time for the start of the fall semester. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.